What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, it's your boy, 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, 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 I'm your boy, K-Stucky76.
Where y'all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow, and a five-star rating. Follow us at The Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. Call us at 843-968-3139. We'll play your comment on air. Also, catch The Scumbag Lounge radio show every Friday at 11:30 a.m. on iHeartRadio. Search WDRB Media. What's up, Sly?
What's that?
Not much, man.
What's going on?
How was your week, boss?
It wasn't too bad, man. You know, just out there, you made it through the week, man. You know, get ready for the festivity. Get ready for the game tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Made it to the week, man. Oh, I need to go back and do something. Can I skip something? Well, we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. I'm sorry. Word, man. Same thing here, man. Week was pretty. Well, I've been on the road all week, so I've been in Arkansas since last Sunday. Shit, there wasn't much going on there other than classes and them hanging out with them. A few guys from across the country and shit, man. Some of the guys are entertaining. Some of the guys a little boring, but hey, you know.
Yeah, mixed bag. Yeah,
mixed bag. That's how it goes, man.
Yeah, he ain't missed nothing this week, really.
Word. But, shit, man. What else we going on this week, man? What else we going on?
Man, it's a few things in the media.
What's that?
Few things in the media, man. You know, we'll touch on a few of them, but
go ahead, do some quick. We can do some quick hits, right? Quick.
Shit, the picture that the woman came out.
Udoka. The white girl.
Yeah,
that came out a while ago.
I just saw it.
yeah. Came out a while ago.
But threw it all away for that.
Yeah, there was another picture came out with them, Nia in California. She done moved back across the country.
Yeah, she done went back home, huh?
Yeah. Said she got, took a ring off and shit.
Damn.
Hell, well, man.
Yeah, and then, you know, Tom Brady, his wife, Splitsville.
Yeah.
Tony O'Brien took his chance to put up a picture with him hugging on Tom Brady's wife. Well, somebody don't get hold of this dude, man. And then you know your usual yee. Bro, this guy, man. Come on, man. This nigga.
Who else? Shit. Kanye and Boosie kind of went in on that nigga a little bit. So.
Yeah, Boosie fool, man.
Boosie. Puffy kind of went in on him, too. Yeah, he kind of, they both were going back and forth on social media at all. All week long.
You seen the leak? The leaked tweets?
Yeah.
Kanye, man. Kanye out of control.
And Mason Puffy were going at it this week. And
they
shit.
Say he want his goddamn money.
And Puffy said, man, how much money do you think you're going to make on one album, man?
Well, you better leave Diddy alone, man.
Puffy said, you only made one album before you came a fake pastor. That what he said, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Somebody let Mace down and let him put them big-ass gold. Them big ass fronts in his mouth, though.
Yeah. What's wrong with his fronts?
You ain't seen him?
I ain't seen him.
Man, he too old for that shit, man. He too old.
What you call it? The BET Awards. Speaking of music, came on. BET Hip Hop Awards came on. You got a chance to see that?
I didn't see it. I saw some.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little disappointed in that.
Well,
I mean, I know it's kind of out of our lane a little bit, but I'm a little disappointed in that. The Cyphers and
I didn't see this.
It's horrible, man. It was horrible. Yeah, overall, I mean, you had some good performances, but it was horrible, man.
I like the best part I like was the loud shit. The loud
The throwback.
Yeah. Shit was dope as fuck.
Yeah. Wu-Tang and Project Pat. A couple of old school rappers come out. 3 Sick.
Speaking of that, then maybe it's just me, man. Lil' Kim look better. What night that was? Thursday night it came on?
What was it Thursday night?
One of them nights. Yeah, she looked kind of shit. Like Kim, y'all did. Kim looked good going back to the old days.
Now, Rashida looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Rashida looked good. she was talking some shit too.
Yeah.
Then you had your P-Valley. Clifford
was
on. Clifford got on and did one of the cycles.
Shit.
Yeah. Come on, BT man, get some rappers on there, man. Leave these celebrities alone, man.
Celebrities
alone.
They
don't need to be rapping all the time.
So that's about all we had this week.
That's about it, man. Other than that, regular work week.
Word, man. Me and you be down. Go check out the Panther game this week, man.
They're gonna have scribbles at the tailgate.
Yeah. What you got, chewing gum?
Yeah. They gonna have. They gonna have rappers. I mean, they gonna have scribbles at the tailgate.
I hope so, man. Hope so. We'll see what's going on. Might take my free ticket stub and go up to our cabaret for a little while. you know how that go, man. I ain't probably spend a few dollars in there just to let the traffic clear up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, gotta wait that traffic out. Might as well get a cold beer while you're in there.
Right.
Some chicken wings.
Word, man. Well, we're gonna go ahead and get to the show, man. Today's episode was brought to you by the people from Unfiltered Forever to celebrate their 2-year anniversary. Their brand new tech suits that will be priced at $100 will be $75 for the first 20 orders. Again, the suits that price at $100 will be $75 for the first 20 orders. So head over to unfilteredforever.com, use our promo code scumbag at checkout for 15% off your entire order today. So visit unfilteredforever.com, promo code scumbag. And remember, there's a science to being you.
For sure.
Word, man. I gotta do a shout out to my guy Mustang Mark, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy, man.
Mustang, shit. You know, with the Reese, Q.
Yeah.
Rope.
That's right, man. Athletic trainer Tiffany Strauss Gordon sued over giving oral relations to a high school football team and coaches.
Hey, what?
Athletic trainer Tiffany Strauss Gordon. Strauss Gordon sued over giving oral relations to a high school football team and coaches. So athletic trainer and daughter of a high school football legend, Tiffany Strauss Gordon, is in some deep shit as she's been accused of sexual abuse in a recently filed lawsuit. A group of ex-Colton high school football stars claim the alleged sexual abuse by high school trainer Tiffany persisted even through coaches with the program were suspicious of her behavior. The lawsuit argues. So,
shit.
An attorney for 6 players suing Strauss Gordon and the Colton school system told CBS Los Angeles the sexual abuse of the minors took place all over the campus. So,
damn.
Here's my problem with this whole thing, man. You know,
what's up?
Here's my problem with the lawsuit and other lawsuits in the past. You know, don't wait till you're a grown ass adult and now you want to call file because you're hoping to capitalize off of sexual abuse that could be reported
right when right it happened. Yeah.
Know what I mean, that's my whole thing about it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think, I don't know if it's a statute of limitations and all that stuff. I mean, we ain't getting all legal, but if you're going to, you know, I think right there, it sounds like that's a monetary gain to be got out of that.
Right.
For what happened, but, you know, you wouldn't, you didn't say nothing then when you getting your pings up.
Right. Like my guy, like the dude from with the gymnastics ladies. I do sexual, about 100 women, ain't it? 100 girls.
Oh, you talking about the dude, yeah, they locked his ass up though, right? Yeah.
And then, the motherfucker for Penn State, Sadusky motherfucker and shit.
Yeah, 20 years of that shit.
That motherfucker made a career. That motherfucker had a career at that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would include the locker room for the varsity players, training rooms, weight rooms, classroom, bathrooms, and vans to football related events and at a few homes. Lawyer Brown Williams said.
Damn, she was getting putting out.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Putting out Tiffany's right here, sucking dick like yeah. Your old McDonald.
taking a whole bunch of dick samples, put them in the file cabinet.
Yeah, man. I mean, sucking the fuck out some dicks.
Man, he ain't give a damn. Dicks came out of boxes or some damn briefs. He ain't give a damn.
He ain't give a damn.
Damn. Shit, man. Yeah, I mean, so let me ask you, if you was on that team, would you tell her no?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hell no, I let them
hell no, yeah, I still suck my dick too.
Shit.
Twice. Three times.
That motherfucker.
I'll beat you out here next Tuesday. You gonna be here Tuesday? Shit, high school? Me? Shit. I'm probably still trying to find him. Damn, boy, she sucks. Get on my shit.
Hell yeah, man.
Damn. Shit. Bad as we was that year, man.
Right, right.
We all have been taking turns on that, man. We all would have got some of that. I wasn't even playing sports. I'd have been there hanging around the team.
Hanging around the team, bro. Hanging around the team. Get my damn dick suck at school and shit.
Try to get my ass sucked, too.
Man, I ain't going third period, man. I'm going to let Tiffany suck my dick.
You have William the dance in that motherfucker. Now, summer school coming up. Come around the corner for me, boy. I can't go to third period.
Hell no.
What my problem is, I'm trying to hang around the damn. Hang around PEP. I had PE two damn periods.
Shit.
Trying to hang around that damn gym.
Shit, man. I damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, all jokes aside, that's crazy, man. That situation is not going to end well. It's not going to end well for the school. It's not going to end well for her.
Oh, no.
It's not going to end well, so that's a bad situation right there.
What you call it? I think her daddy was the coach for radio, I think, down there, man. Remember the movie Radio?
Oh, that's who her dad was?
I think so. They said,
oh, shit.
For the famous Yellow Jackets.
Oh, man, shit.
Yeah. What you call it? But
damn.
So the Williams told the news station that coaches joke about the trainer's action. And Dub Down said Tiffany's special treatment. That's what they call it.
Oh yeah,
Tiffany's special treatment. Right. And So Tiffany alleged appropriate behavior was connected to the legal action that took place from 2001 to 2007. With players who ages range from 14 to 17.
Oh, man, that shit ain't gonna come out.
East Bay Times reported.
Damn.
Damn, that motherfucker.
You was damn sucking it. Alan Nessett did.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Mm.
That ain't cool, man. I'm sorry. That ain't cool, man.
No, man.
I ain't taking advantage of little kids like that, though. No, all jokes aside, she wrong.
That motherfucker said, as long as you're on campus, you got a dick.
She sucking.
That's what you said, man. So the lawsuit reportedly claims she had sexual intercourse with and gave oral sex to teen boys.
Damn.
So
shit, man. Somebody opened a can of worms on this shit.
Yeah. So Tiffany additionally sexually pleasured coaches, the suit alleges. One photo from 2005 which spread among players. Even showed her giving oral sex to a coach, the East Bay Times reported, cited the lawsuit.
What you say?
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
So,
oh man,
we think, what you see going on? What you think will happen out of this, man? Stay she going to?
I don't know if she going to necessarily get any prison time. I mean, I don't know about that part. But she deserves some prison time.
Yeah, I don't know what they do with criminal charges. Or
I don't
what
know
the
criminal charges, but yeah. But damn sure will be some money being paid.
Oh, yeah.
It's 14, yeah. Man.
14
She was taking it. So she been down basically what you, statutory, what they call it? Statutory. Yeah. Man, that ain't good, man. That ain't good.
No, not at all, man. There been some teachers one teacher. Mm. I wouldn't have mine sucking my dick when I was in school, but that shit don't happen to us guys.
No,
guys
back then. No, hell no.
Now these motherfuckers down teachers fucking these students off of their Fortnite and shit. They off the little Fortnite chat and all type of
getting
shit.
Getting pregnant by them and shit, all kinds of wild shit. But no, we ain't had no teachers putting that. I ain't never knew.
Yeah.
Teachers putting out like that.
Oh, yeah, hell no. No, not like that.
Shit, no. As a matter of fact, new teachers I had, I wouldn't even, shit.
I had one teacher.
And the mind wasn't, you know.
One teacher, she was thick too, boy. That motherfucker flunked me too. Motherfucker had my ass in summer school.
Shit. I wasn't lucky, man.
Huh?
No, I ain't had no teacher.
Yeah.
And that I can remember. That was like, damn, bro.
Mm.
Wouldn't mind giving her an apple. I can't remember one.
Can't remember none?
No, not that I can think. Now, speaking of that, though, you seen that teacher in New Jersey? The art teacher? The one they was going all, you know, she was dressing too inappropriate for the kids in the school.
Yeah, they had one of them in Atlanta, too, but I saw that one.
One in New Jersey. Yeah, that thing thick. That thick as cold grits.
Oh, man. Hell yeah, man.
And she was thick. And she be wearing them shits tight too. Telling me she art teacher drawing on the board. Them kids and they looking. But they younger kids though. So if they were like teenagers, 16, 17, 18, it'd be a problem. Cause by that time you kinda know what's going on. You know, they were like little kids. See, like art teacher for little kids. Younger kids.
Shit, you 15, were horny then too.
I mean, but still though. But that everybody ain't horny like that. I'm talking about 15, 16, 17, looking like that. Oh, yeah, you got to put me out of here. You got to put my desk outside.
I got in trouble with grandma that age for being horny.
Shit, we all did.
Shit. It was Easter.
Oh, shit.
You know, my mom used to buy me and my brother little chocolate bunnies for Easter. Right? The little candy and shit.
Shit, so, that sound good.
The Russell Stover shit, right? So we're about to watch something. I think the Ten Commandments or some shit that come out that time.
What?
Yeah, this was I'm a kid. I'm like eight, 9 years old. So I take my bunny, get my bunny, and put it in my lap and start humping my bunny. Shit. So my mama caught my ass and took my bunny and beat my ass.
Wait a minute. You start fucking a piece of chocolate.
I know my brother hear this episode and the motherfucker be crying laughing. You remember that shit?
You fucking kidding me, man.
Yeah, man.
You got so excited about that damn chocolate, boy, you start humming it.
Yeah.
Damn, no Rob looking at you like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Bro, this nigga.
Just start doing that shit like that. You know that humping sound.
You should have tore your ass up, Skull. What you gonna get out of the chocolate bunny, man?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I
got excited.
Yeah, I got excited. Yeah, I got excited, man.
Oh, boy. That shit don't make no hell sense, man.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, man, you know. All joking aside,
you're
a foul nigga for that shit.
You're a real trash bag. You're a piece.
Yeah, you're a scumbag.
Yeah, you're a scum. You really, you're going up for scum of the year, too.
Yeah.
So, nominate your ass.
Whatever happened to you, need to happen to you.
Yeah, you took advantage of a little kid like
that. I mean, this motherfucker was all over campus sucking dick.
I ain't give a damn. You got a boot bag on.
Somebody sucked that baby's dick.
That Tiffany was.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at him get up. Looking at him get off the school bus. Yeah, I'm gonna suck his dick today.
Yeah. You think she was doing that?
Man, who knows what the fuck she was doing? Yeah. Plotting on them kids.
Plotting. Man. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, she was preying on the motherfuckers, man. Mm-hmm. Worry, man.
Dang.
Well, she could have went to damn YKT by Bree, man, and get some dildos. Stop, just suck some dildos and shit. Now your ass about to go to jail and shit.
That's just like eating, trying to buy the plastic apple on right. the damn table, you know, shit.
Right.
Man. No. She had to have a real meat, bro. She didn't give a damn long in a pamper or not. She had to have it.
Motherfucker like Macho Man, she was snapping it to a slip.
Just snap it to a slip. She was pulling them flaps back on them damn fruit balloons. She was pulling that damn flap back on them fucking fruit balloons. She couldn't get enough of them. She couldn't get enough of them fruit balloons. I like to see a boy in fruit balloons. Damn, man. Damn, she trashy, boy. Damn. Snap it.
Watch your man of them shits right there.
Ooh, yeah. You say you want to did Saturday. Oh shit. Oh shit. Well, you stupid as fuck. You stupid, bro. Oh shit.
Oh, I'm gonna turn them lights off.
Ooh, yeah. See you with your dick fuck the day. Oh, shit. Oh, boy. Never to a sleep.
God damn. Oh, my gosh.
Why are you fucking stupid?
I mean, I'm sweating.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Word, man.
Sorry about that, y'all. That shit, I got that picture in my damn head.
Oh shit!
This Macho Man start talking and doing that. Dead serious, bro.
Dead serious.
He would beat somebody's ass, bro. He would beat somebody's ass in the last match, bro. Randy Savage's man killed.
Damn. Word, man. This episode is brought to you by YKT by Bree. Now, who doesn't love a good vibe? YKT by Bree is an online adult toy store that can provide you with all your players' essentials. From the infamous Rose toy to sexy games played with a partner, YKT by Bree is going to get you right. They even have a blog you can check out for topics you may be interested in. So use the promo code SCUMBAG for 15% off your entire order today. YKT by Bree. Here you come first.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh shit. Weird, man.
Oh shit. Well,
Antonio Brown posts photos of him hugging Tom Brady wife Giselle. So you kind of hit on this earlier in a little quick hits and shit. So Antonio Brown is one person who always wants to get himself into the headlines. You know, like we were saying, the motherfucker there pulling the dick out of them in the pool, and
man,
now he fucking with Kanye and Candace on this damn White Lives Matter shirt and shit. So what's the motive behind posting a picture of himself with Tom Brady's wife Giselle hugging tightly after a game? So I'll tell you one thing though. Nigga better leave Brady alone. That nigga Mike Evans don't mind hitting niggas a blind spot.
Yeah, Tony Brown, he gonna get Mike Evans, he keep that shit up. Yeah, Mike Evans. But this the thing though, man. Antonio Brown is an attention whore. All right. Mm-hmm. So he'll do anything for attention.
Right.
Plus, I think he shook up mentally a little bit. Mm. So he's another one of these crazy motherfuckers with money.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody to check him.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit right there was foul.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had no purpose of putting that picture up. And the only reason why you did it, you wanted the attention, for one, and you was being an asshole. Because it was after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it wasn't like they were holed up in a restaurant some fucking well in the backseat of a car.
Right.
It was on the football field after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And his timing on it was after the whole white woman shit in Dubai in the pool. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Which Dubai should come after his ass.
Yeah.
Because if they catch him, we won't be hearing from Antonio Brown probably for a long time. So they don't play that shit over there.
Mm-mm.
So Antonio Brown, they need people that's going to check them when they doing dumb shit. He don't have that. So he just out here wilding. He got the money to do whatever he want to do. And the people are using him,
mm-hmm.
too. Whoever recorded that video with him in that pool, they using him.
Mm.
Go out here and act a fool. We can record and make some money off of it.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit what you do. See, them ain't your friends, man. Because mm-hmm. you ain't finna let me go out here and act no fool and do some stupid shit. You know, we hold each other accountable when it comes to the dumb shit.
Okay. Yeah, and I ain't gonna damn videotape you doing.
Ain't no videotape doing the dumb shit either.
Right, right.
You know, how many times will you pull? Hey, man, you gotta relax.
Yeah,
it ain't went to videotape. It ain't.
Yeah,
you know, went to the social media. Just like it's gonna be holler at you for a second.
Yeah, right.
Or vice versa. Right. You gotta relax, man. Right. You're doing too much.
Right.
So he ain't got no real people in his corner, man. And he's a nutcase with money. And that's probably about the two worst things you can have.
Yeah.
A rich fool out here doing whatever he think he want to do, whatever his mind tell him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole Tom Brady thing, it's grounds for ass whooping, for one.
Mm-hmm.
But leave Brady alone, man.
Yeah, he just
Brady ain't bothering you, man.
And my thing is too, man.
You just going through divorce right now.
Yeah, I just took the words of my mouth.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, this you ain't can't, the time yeah, for that, man.
Ain't time for that shit. Man.
No, man. Yeah. No, like no. That's personal business, man. That, right. And it's not the time for that.
Right.
Brady never commented on you was throwing them people furniture out the damn top floor of that damn window. Mm-hmm. You beating these damn women asses and all kinds of shit. Brady never commented on that.
Right.
What he did was try to get you some help.
Right.
And shit. Get you on the team.
Hell, not only that, he got that nigga on two teams.
On two teams.
And let that nigga stay in his house.
In his house. But the same shit you doing. Yeah, around my family. Now you want to try to make fun of my shit?
Right.
See, that's what, people pick and choose people they fuck with.
Right.
So you ain't gonna fuck with just anybody with that. You see what I'm saying? Tony Brown wouldn't just try anybody with that.
Brady needed them. Should Draymond his damn ass, man.
I was about to get to that. Right. Yeah. He should get his ass Draymond.
Right.
Yeah. Now, so you think Draymond wrong in what he did? It's kind of like a quick little.
Yeah, I think he wrong with it. Well, I think you're wrong what he did,
because
the place. Now I don't know what went on to escalate it till he got to that point.
Well, I read some shit this morning where it was about Jordan Poole was you know, the team was guy he was rubbing guys the wrong way because he thought. You know, he was thinking he was like this megastar now. I played with the Warriors. Okay. But the confidence he had, see, just because he's confident in who he is, shouldn't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this dude came from the G League, got cut multiple times. Now he finds himself on a championship team as an important piece of this team, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's going to have a little attitude. He's going to be confident in what he's doing.
Right. Because
he worked his way up to that. He wasn't drafted high. None of that shit. So, and then you, but why should that bother you though? As long as he playing on the court. We say the Wu-Tang Clan is dangerous. My iron fist.
So you went down.
Nah.
So it'd be a perfect time. So let's put it this way. So Brady had every right to walk up a dream on.
Yeah, he had every fucking right, because he, I don't know what was said between Draymond and Buddy.
Yeah.
But that was posted as a shot. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, on site, it's a cloud of dust when I see your ass.
He took it back to Tupac and Faith Evans.
Yeah, he went back. He went, yeah, I fuck your wife, fat motherfucker. Yeah, he went there. He went hit him up. Mm-hmm. No, see, when I see you, it's a cloud of dust.
Right.
But I ain't gonna really hit you, because I got enough money to get these goons on your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I ain't swelling my knuckles up on your damn piece ass head. I'll get somebody else touch you though. You know? But Brown, he's out of control. He's overdue for ass whooping. And somebody needs to get him under control before he really get himself hurt out here.
Mm-hmm.
But leave people wise and shit out of your bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Leave anybody wife out of your bullshit.
Especially the whole world know what the fuck you got going on.
Yeah, you a clown out here. Yeah. You a fucking clown.
You know what Brady got going on. I'm not a Brady fan, but
personal shit is personal shit.
I've been in Brady position before.
Shit, me too.
Yeah. So you know.
Personal shit is personal shit.
Yeah. And it's too soon. Too soon
it,
for
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But it's all because you just don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody to make you start giving a fuck.
Yeah. Right.
And with Draymond, He still salty about his contract. Mm-hmm. And Poole was like, I guess the reports was Poole was like, that's why you ain't got no money. You ain't who you think you supposed to be either. So Draymond like, alright. So who you know, then they had some words. But some nigga run up in your face though, you gotta be ready to fight. So I thought it was a sucker punch, but then I looked at the video again, it wasn't a sucker punch. Because he did walk up on Buddy. So when somebody walk up on you, get right here nose to nose like two bulldogs, it's go time. You push Draymond, you didn't think Draymond was gonna react like that, but you should be ready to fight though.
Yeah,
when that dude walk up on you, you should have swung first.
I still think he a punk though, but
yeah, you know Draymond think he a bully anyway, so he wouldn't hit Curry in the face.
He ain't did that shit to Tristan Thompson.
No, he ain't did that shit to a whole lot of people that wanted to get on his ass.
Tristan Thompson walked up there, nigga, at a party, nigga.
Yeah. Try that bad boy shit now.
Like,
you know?
Q, like my boy Q said, shot Q said, Tristan walk up over there on Draymond at a party and say, Tristan say, talk that shit now, nigga. Draymond say, I ain't seen nothing.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You play that bad boy shit. You play that damn, right, I'm a right. tuck out shit role. Right. But you really ain't that dude. But he wouldn't hit Curry in the face. Mm-hmm. I promise you that. Not saying Curry would kick his ass, but he wouldn't hit Curry in the face.
Oh, that nigga hit Curry in the face. That nigga is home.
You see what I'm saying?
That nigga home do a sit-ups to the driveway.
Like that T.O.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He wouldn't have hit Klay Thompson in the face.
He wouldn't have hit
Bron in the face. He wouldn't have hit.
Oh, he grabbed Bron and he realized Bron was
struggling. Bron was struggling. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Bron let him feel like.
Yeah,
nigga.
I was talking about that shit. I was talking about that shit in Classic Cut.
He kind of glock on, but then he realized, oh, big boy.
You know, we all know grab somebody like, damn, I'm up.
For strong as shit.
Right.
Grab somebody, oh shit. Motherfucker, a little bit stronger than you thought.
Right.
You can't move him. You trying to budge him and shit. He ain't moving.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But, Draymond wrong for that, man. He should, if he's the leader of the team, so he say he is and one of the leader of the team, it should have even got to that point. But whoever ran that video camera need to be fired too, because that shit was never supposed to get out. People fight in the locker room all the time, man.
I try to figure out why this nigga get the Jordan treatment. Nigga should be going home, man. Only Jordan could get away punching people in the face.
Hell, Steve Kerr knew what was going on. Him and Jordan, Jordan punch him in the face.
That's what I'm saying. Draymond don't get no Jordan treatment, man. That nigga should be going home.
That nigga 2 points a game. You want $200 million, you give me 2 points a game?
Right.
Get your ass out of here.
Right. Word, man.
They should have dove on Draymond ass. The rest of the team. let's fix this shit now. You be walking around punching people in the face, man. Fuck wrong with you?
If I have that team, go drop on Draymond, wing rim ass face. Shit. Shit. Draymond, I got that whole team scared of him. Nobody gonna dunk, ain't gonna jump on
him. Why you jump? Let's jump him. We should have done
that. That smoke
ain't. But Smokey said, let's jump.
Nobody fucking with that nigga, man. Man, they did it. Man. Organization gonna have to fuck on, got to fuck that nigga, send his ass home, man.
He need, he need to be home, no pay. Like, you need to hit him outside of here, yeah, man. Cause he been doing this bullshit for
at least
a long
five
time.
Games.
He been doing this bullshit for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enough of his antics anyway, man.
Yeah,
I hate to watch him see him play.
Tough. Yeah, he had to argue with every damn thing and do all that dumb shit.
Yeah. Worrying, man. So, Bill Maher now. Everyone's back to work. Let them fuck. So,
who?
Bill Maher. Bill Maher made a pretty compelling case that lots of rules against consensual sex in the workplace are not only ridiculous, they harmful.
You talking about the dude on HBO?
HBO, yeah.
You talking about the one that was in love with Superhead?
He was in love with Superhead, yeah.
Was he? You seen so bad?
Not lately.
No, I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, back then. Yeah, hell yeah.
Shit, hell.
So.
She had him gone too.
The real-time host challenged companies that require immediate notification if two employees are banging and prohibit sexual relationships between supervisors and their subordinates. He could seize if there's a workplace relationship between a superior and a subordinate, it should be watched but not banned. As Bill says, work is where most people spend most of their waking hours, and that also where they get to know people, and sometimes they catch feelings and even fall in love. So, he said, how about this point he raises? If these rules were back in the day, Barack and Michelle Obama would be married.
God damn, he threw that out there.
He threw that out there.
Okay. Well, I mean,
you know, Michelle was Barack's supervisor where he first came in as a summer associate with the law firm. That's why he doing that. That happened, Michelle.
He threw that in there.
Yeah, she kind of talked about it. What's her book was called? Becoming. Yeah, that was, she was kind of talking about in her book, how her Barack bit and all that shit. At first, she said she was going to give Barack no play. But then some of the other girls in the office was talking about Barack and shit. She's like,
shit, you ain't finna get
up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, man? You think Bill Maher got a point?
I think he talking because he gets some pussy on the job.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, okay, so if it's not affecting, because people grown now. Mm-hmm. All right, so people grown. As long as it's not affecting the workplace and having other employees feel out of place, or it's, you know, it's caused some type of thing, I don't see no problem with it.
I think you.
I say they don't have to necessarily work in the same department now. You know, they can still have work in the same organization, but maybe not in the same department.
Mm.
So. You know, if you over the mail room, and she working in, you know, she an office assistant somewhere, that's different. You know what I'm saying? They ain't in the same area, so to speak. So I don't see no problem with it if it's like that, or even if it's not causing any problems, because everybody grown at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can separate your work life from your damn personal life. I don't see no problem with it.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
You're going to do it anyway.
I think it could be a conflict of interest for the company. But
in the same area though, because I could promote you cuz you give me some pussy and the rest of these women didn't give me no pussy. So I give you the job. You know what I'm saying? So separate the two.
Yeah.
You know, they could work for the same company, just not in the same department. Especially if you were in a supervisor role. One of y'all in a supervisor role.
Yeah. Y'all be careful though with that shit though, man. I'ma tell you.
Yeah, I done had some bad experience in workplace. So that workplace shit don't work, man.
Cause
shit's a disaster.
I remember I was at damn when I was at damn Honda, I got called up in the office for that shit. Somebody went to the I took the young lady off the line along with another person off the line.
Mm-hmm.
Because her job knowledge, her skills or whatever. And, you know, I know somebody be out. I could just say, hey, you go right there, you know, cover that spot. Hey, I gotta worry about that spot for the rest of that, for that entire day, I gotta worry about it. So this other lady, which was an older employee, she had to be like in her 50s or something like that. So she only know one job. But right. She felt like she should have been off the line. So she goes up to the HR to tell the people in HR, I got this other young lady out the line because the other young lady doing sexual favors for me and shit.
So Betty went up there and sniffed.
Yeah.
Well, Betty went up there and started some shit.
Yeah.
Well, this should have fired her old ass for lying.
So I ain't never fought
She should have got canned for lying.
Right.
For starting that shit up.
And the only reason that she ain't did no sexual favor for me, because I had no condom.
see, I knew this shit was going somewhere else.
But all honesty though, that was the reason why I had her off the line. Though was because of that, because she was good at the job. She knew all the jobs and shit. So
that why Bill Maher's point don't make no sense now because of your ass.
What you mean? I'm disagreeing with Bill Maher. It could be a conflict of interest.
Cause I ain't had no condom. Yeah, this nigga.
Yeah, that time. Yeah.
Well, for me, I done been on, you know, the supervisor side of it, and then I've been on, you know, the other side of it, where you kind of deal with somebody that you work with. Mm-hmm. Y'all kind of got something going, but nobody's supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you become a supervisor, it's hard. It that's in the same department. That's gonna be a little tough. Cause everybody's gonna feel like, okay, if you don't say nothing to her, you can't say nothing to us either. So that's why I say separate the two. But as far as them dealing, they're gonna do it anyway.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah.
They're gonna do it anyway. So what they do after 5 o'clock, y'all can't tell them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all can't tell you what to do after 5 o'clock. But as long as it ain't affecting the workplace, if you can keep that work life and your personal life separate, then it's hard. I ain't saying it's easy or they gonna be able to do it, but if you can do that, so you gonna fuck anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's more of the people that who put this, the people. Some people that put themselves in that situation, they can't handle that situation.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. They can't separate the one from the other. Bringing that shit to the jaw. Now you see her heating up her damn lunch and not yours. You know something going on. Everybody looking like, yeah, they had to back at that shit again.
What kind of work wife?
Yeah. You know, or women talk about it all the time. Like, they doing that work husband and shit, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Or you know, dude got a work wife.
Where?
Like I said, you do spend a lot of your time at the job. So
a lot.
Bill Maher, I mean, you got a point, but you know, it depends on what situation you're looking at.
Right.
So, but you got snitched on though. So,
yeah.
Shit.
Scumbag Tip of the Week is brought to you by Classic Cuts. Classic Cuts, located at 123 South Main Street in Dalton, South Carolina, does everything from bald heads to fades to celebrity cuts. They even have a deluxe package. Classic Cuts also cut lady heads and do eyebrow linings. Make an appointment with Sean Q or Cooper today. Do the Booksy app and tell them the Scumbag sent you. Sly, you got a Scumbag Tip of the Week?
Yeah, I got a Scumbag Tip of the Week. If we don't learn anything from the Draymond Green and Jordan Poole situation, learn this. It's go time when a nigga get in your face. If somebody walk up on you, we ain't got nothing else to talk about. Swing first, all right? Or you will be folded up like damn Jordan Poole on the side of that damn on the side of the damn basketball court. Don't let the nigga walk up on you, man. It's go time at that point. You fight first, ask questions later. You know what I'm saying? Don't let no dude walk up on you, man. Same day, that will have Chris Rock got the hell slap out of him. Let Will Smith walk up on him like that. Mm-hmm. You ain't learned from that,
right? Right.
Don't let nobody walk up on you, man.
Right.
So that must come back tip of the week, man. Yeah. When you talking that shit, the dude walk up on you, it's go time.
Where?
I don't care who you. Fight back.
Where? My scumbag tip of the week is y'all quit fucking Willie and Betty on the job and go ahead and get a damn social life. Get some pussy somewhere else, man. Get a dick for somewhere else. Quit fucking on no people clock. Let them know how I can find you, Sly.
Hey, if you're looking for me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. That's Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Holler at me.
Where you all can find me at 40 Fonz on Twitter and Instagram. You all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow in the 5-star arena. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge. Call us at 843-968-3139. Also catch the Scumbag Lounge radio show every Friday at 11:30 a.m. on iHeartRadio. Search WDRB Media. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to the Crux Media Group. Thank you to iHeartRadio, WDRB. Thank you to our social media manager, Key. Thank you to all our sponsors, Classic Cuts, Unfiltered Forever, YKTU by Breed, Grander by Ty Smith, South Main Street Pantry, and the Raindrop Movement. And the Scumbags is out.
Somebody fucked up, baby, shit!